This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 514, Why Overthinking Gets You a Writing 6.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we help a student who faced a confusing task 2 question on his IELTS exam, so you know how to face this challenge with confidence before your next test.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Jessica, what's shaking?
Hey, you haven't said that in a while.
I know. I'm bringing it back for 2018.
That used to be like one of your signature phrases, like a catchphrase.
It's funny how words go out of fashion in our own vocabularies, right? It's like,
isn't that funny?
And then we bring them back. And yeah. So, yeah. I don't know.
I know. I just, in 2017, I started using the word rad a bunch more.
Rad. That's a big one. That's a 1980s phrase or 90s
phrase. I know, but it's cool again. Guys, you could use a rad instead of you like cool or excellent. You can totally say rad in speaking part 1 and part 2 and like really change the examiner's perception of you as a candidate. Because, I mean, come on, you want to sound rad. So say the word.
I wonder if it would work to wear like hot pink too to the exam. Hot pink and neon colors of the 90s, you know?
That would be so
give us
sweet.
Those extra points.
Just embody the character and just use all slang from the 1980s. That would be so funny. Be like, I learned my English watching The Breakfast Club and Pretty in Pink. That would be awesome.
Sweet 16. 16 candles is what it
16
was.
16 candles. Oh, yeah, so good.
Good one.
Guys, I'm going to put these titles in the blog post for this episode, and you have to watch these classic 80s movies. This is episode 514. Come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. Okay, so yesterday you guys learned what to proofread your essays for, which is huge because it's hard to improve writing on your own. And today we're gonna dig into some more IELTS writing questions.
Yeah, I love this. This is really a writing week, but we know that you guys, you know, you need writing help, you want writing help, and we are here for you guys.
Yes, exactly. So that's why we have kind of a theme this week, guys. All right. So we had a post from a student talking about his recent exam experience, and the writing score was not what he'd hoped for, and it kind of surprised him, but at the same time, he's not surprised he didn't get that 7 or higher because he didn't know how to answer the question, right? Mm. So I'm just going to read to you his description of the situation first, all right?
Okay.
So he says, the question was not really straightforward. It was something between causes and solutions and an opinion essay with a bit of argument. So I was really confused which type I should write. I remember your advice. If not sure what to write, write an argument. So I did. At the end, I checked my essay and confirmed that I actually answered all the questions from the task. However, the results are showing that I did something wrong. Hmm. The question was similar to the one below, but a little more complicated. Okay, so Lindsay, can you read that task 2 question?
Okay, here is the question. So money is important in most people's lives, although some people think it's more important than others. What do you feel are the right uses of money? What other factors are important for a good life?
So this is a mixed essay question, guys. I really want you to start opening your mind a little bit as far as writing goes. We have to be a little bit more flexible. And the recent student who got that 8 in writing, she was saying the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't understand sometimes why people are asking which essay type to write. Just answer the question.
Oh, yeah. No, don't put it all in buckets, right? That keeps our thinking constricted.
Exactly. So, guys, you might not get a straightforward problem solution question or argument question. That doesn't matter. If you know how to write a good essay, you have all the elements. You have the linking words. You have the vocab. You know how to organize your body in a paragraph. What does a strong body paragraph look like? Then you're ready. Okay. And guys, keep in mind, mixed essay questions are some of the easiest, I think, because it asks you two questions there. So you answer the first question, what do you feel are the right uses of money? That's your opinion about this. Write about that in paragraph 2. And then the others, what other factors are important for a good life? That's in paragraph 3.
It's almost like it's too simple, right? We make it more complicated than it is. And I understand this. I have that mentality for so many things in life. Right. I always want to make it more complicated and harder than it has to be.
Totally. It's way, especially when listeners, I know that you're of a high level. When you get to your level, upper intermediate, right? Approaching upper intermediate or beyond. Mm-hmm. It's easy to overthink things. It is.
Yeah.
I get it. Like you have so many ideas. There's like so much that you want to think about, write about, that we second guess things that seem too easy. Cause it's like, I am able to think complex thoughts. I must think complex thoughts about everything.
Right. I can totally sympathize with our listeners here. I understand that feeling. This listener had some specific questions. How about we just fire them off? Can I fire off these
Perfect.
Questions to you, Jessica? Yeah. We'll do a little Q&A back and forth. Sound
awesome.
Good?
Go
okay,
for it.
Here we go. So this is the first question that our student asked. So was it the right choice for me to write an argument essay in this case? If not, what type of essay should have been written? You mentioned this before, but just to kind of sum up that.
Yeah, just to sum that up, guys, it's not about essay type. It's not don't think so strictly in terms of essay type. Just think about what is a good essay and answer the question. So get that essay type out of your head and simply focus on the question. Underline the keywords, and you'll notice there are two questions. There are two question marks at the end. So that tells you what to put in each body paragraph.
Okay, I love that answer. Fantastic. We're going to stop thinking in terms of buckets and categories. We're going to start to think more broadly. So the next question, Jessica, is about preparation. Okay, so especially in a certain time frame. So the student says, please tell me how I can improve my writing skills in 2 months. So for how long and how often should I practice writing essays with my vocabulary notebook without it and with timing and so on? Should I read model answer essays or not? Shall I do something else apart from practicing writing essays? Big question.
There's a lot there, guys. And I did respond to him on Facebook as soon as I saw it. But if I could summarize.
Yes, please do. Thank you.
Lindsay, you're like, please don't answer all of that in like 10 minutes. Okay. So you have 2 months. That's perfect, guys. So for 1 month, don't worry about timing. Just practice writing the best essay you can. Work on that flexibility. Work on that writing fluency. Keep your vocab notebook in front of you. Make yourself use it. That's great. And then the last month, time yourself, right? Do 2 to 3 essays a week where you time yourself and step by step. So you make sure, like we said yesterday, that you leave 5 minutes to proofread. As far as reading model answer essays, it's hard for me to recommend doing that because then that's too open-ended and I feel like you might read the wrong ones, especially if they're free. So I do recommend reading my model essays because I know that they hit that all the requirements for a 7 or higher, right? It's all linked to the scoring system. So yes, read model essays. Just make sure you're sure they're good ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One quick thing. So just about that. So we do have some extra model essays inside of our course. So this student is probably going to want to grab our extra practice package, right, Jessica? Because you have a bunch of model essays that you created, and he can go ahead and look at that. So that's a really good option if you guys are already inside of our course.
I think that's the best way to see the flexibility of thought in the process, right? So you can stop thinking of the buckets and categories, and you could start saying, how do I think about it as a good writer, right? Mm-hmm, like, just start from there.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he had a couple more questions. What else did he ask?
Okay. So he said, number three, he said, what should I do to not forget listening and reading skills in these 2 months? Because he got some pretty high scores outside of writing. Isn't that right?
Yeah, he got 8.5s in listening and reading, you guys. Like, that's amazing. So basically, I just told him he just needs to maintain that. It's about maintenance, not improvement, right? So just doing reviews, touching base every week with these skills. You can use the videos in our course, the reviews, the rookie mistakes, but then also keeping up with that test practice. So you're doing like one practice test a week just to make sure you're maintaining that that performance.
Love it. And then he had a fourth question. Are you ready for number four?
Ooh, okay.
Okay. This is rapid fire here. Rapid fire style here. All right. Here's number four. For the speaking part, should I listen to IELTS model answers on YouTube, for example? If not, which exercises are the most essential to improve confidence and pronunciation for speaking?
Yeah, so that's awesome. Because, you know, he's still got a 6.5 in speaking, but he obviously is shooting for higher than that. So as far as model answers go, careful just doing a broad search on YouTube, because you're going to get a lot of student model essay answers. Like, this student got an 8, but you don't know that. And sometimes these model answers are horrible, you guys. So again, just trust us. I have a lot of sample answers on our YouTube channel. Also, just go to our website. All the YouTube stuff is there. And so, yeah, definitely watch high scoring model answers for sure. And as far as pronunciation and confidence, just I like the mimicking idea, right? Like, listen, watch 10 seconds of me, and then mimic the way I talk. But also just speaking more, connecting more in English, whether it's just talking to yourself, increasing that, or finding speaking partners in our course.
Love it. So good. What I'm hearing here is making sure we're getting the right resources from the right people, so we know we're not learning wrong things, right?
Exactly.
and the cool thing with this student, because the student's in our course, he is connected to our Facebook group. Those students that you mentioned, he can practice with. He can ask these questions anytime. He has access. Yeah.
Totally, guys. So go over to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And as soon as you are in our course, you can request to join our closed Facebook group. That's amazing. Like, you have direct contact with me to ask me questions about IELTS. So that's huge. Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know, you guys, we've mentioned this on the show before this week. We've doubled down on our guarantee. Our guarantee is even stronger now. We now offer to refund your course fee and pay for your exam if you don't increase your score. So you can feel 100% confidence when you get into our course that you will get the score you need. So go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Awesome. Perfect. That's huge, guys. That's huge.
That's big. That's big. All right. Thanks to this student for the question. And guys, this is the year. Let's look at our visions for the year. Where do we want to be in 6 months? Where do we want to be in 12 months, guys? Go after
exactly.
it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And if IELTS is basically the only thing in your way, I think this is your first step.
Definitely. All right. Very cool, Jessica. We'll talk to you very soon tomorrow back on the show.
Yeah. As soon as tomorrow.
Okay,
Lindsay.
All right. Take care. All right. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.